Well, good afternoon, everybody. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Farnaz Namin Hariyadi from the Center for Work Life. It is now 3 o'clock, and I'm contacting with regards to our show today. I hope you're doing well. Today's program is going to be about the whole process of what we've been hearing a lot about, and we've been having a lot of our services around. About talent gaps as well as the analytics and big data when it comes to talent acquisition. Today's program is going to be something that you're probably not expecting. You're probably expecting that we're going to be talking about the actual concept of data analytics, but I think I'm going to leave that avenue and actually play a little devil's advocate today. So there's been a lot of research that has come out in the past few years about data analytics. We're very well aware about some of the different areas within HR that help us as human resource professionals measure whether we're doing and measuring the things we need to be measuring, and from an outcome perspective to find out whether we are recruiting and retaining our talent the way we should be. So one of those measures, for example, is the measure of turnover. So a lot of times HR professionals are very much capable and constantly keep a close eye out for turnover rates. And one of those areas as far as talent acquisition with regards to measurement of turnover rates, it's shown that with regards to turnover, even though a lot of times we may be able to keep the level of turnover down, even that small percentage that is considered to be completely acceptable, so let's say when we're looking at a margin of about 7 to 8%, and that is pretty average when it comes to a good normal rate of turnover, let's say we bring it down to 5%. Well, that's fantastic. That shows that we have actually accomplished our goals of turnover. But now, in a realistic way of looking at the overall organization, we realized that, yes, we have turnover at a good place. However, what if we're actually losing our high top performers? So that would be not a good way of measuring turnover, right? Because now, in realistic terms, yes, you have turnover controlled, but from a retaining perspective, from a retention perspective, you're actually losing your top talent. So what does that exactly tell us? Well, it tells us that in that way, in regard, data analytics is not necessarily the only way of measuring. So in psychology, one of the areas that is quite often used to look at an individual as a whole is assessments, so psychometrics and data in assessing a person's capabilities, assessing a person's aptitude and intelligence level. So if as a psychologist in my practice, I was only to take a look at an individual and measure just their personality through personality testing, what would that really give me an understanding of? Well, just the individual's partial being, because that's a self-report, exactly. In addition, it's only going to provide information as far as one side of the individual. It's not going to give us a holistic aspect of who this individual is. In order for me to get a better understanding, another way would be for me to take a look at the individual within the context of their life and their work. So the interview process would be important. So where I'm going with that is the fact that in order for us as human resources professionals as well to be able to have a good measure of who we're dealing with, it's not only enough for us to rely on data analytics. So another part of the program today that I think you will find very useful is the fact that during the past few years, there have been some very innovative ways that organizations have realized that they can actually incorporate some of the areas in technology in order to up their game when it comes to recruitment efforts. So one of those areas that has been booming big time is the growth of social media. So one of the areas within social media has been looking at some of the different avenues of inviting people to your recruiting page or to your career page, if you will. So one organization that I have worked with in the past and admire, quite frankly, a lot because of the fact that I was in the hospitality industry, they are very progressive in the way that they take a look at their leadership, as well as the fact that the way that they look at all of their efforts from a global perspective, is Marriott. So what they did was that they actually had a recruitment process that encouraged everyone to go to their Facebook recruiting page. And by going on their Facebook recruiting page, they were now eligible to be part of a contest. So what was this contest? The contest was actually for them to be able to qualify for a $100 gift certificate from a the shoe powerhouse Zappos. So what did this do? It actually helped them be able to attract people that were already interested in their organization, but from a talent perspective, they were able to learn more about the population that could possibly be very interested in their industry, as well as an individual that is the type of individual they would like to hire, because this individual is part of the social media realm and is interacting with the organization already. So that's one example of some innovative ways that you can incorporate the new technology and ways that are out there to your benefit as an HR professional. Another avenue that was very intriguing based on my information and working with different organizations is from the perspective of customer receipts. So a company, again, that I worked with in the past, Wells Fargo Bank, recently put a new measurement in place that within their San Francisco offices or their ATM machines in San Francisco area, once the customer works through the ATM and interacts with the bank and they get the receipt, on the receipt, they will actually have a portion printed out that will say, now hiring, and it will say a position that the organization is hiring for. So why is this interestingly a good idea? Because of the fact that as an organization that's emotionally intelligent, if you're doing a good job, you are hoping that your customers would actually be investing in your organization. Your customers would actually be interested in being part of your organization and help support your movement moving forward. Almost, you know, looking at the concept of stakeholders and shareholders. So better than a flagship of your own customers. So being that this individual was already at the ATM machine, being that they have an account with you, what if within their network they had individuals that were very qualified to become future employees of Wells Fargo? And that's why this whole talent acquisition process was very effective. Another organization called Quixie, they had a very interesting contest that helped assess candidates by looking at individuals that were looking at jobs in a passive way. They had actually a telephone operator that actually pre-qualified contestants. And as they pre-qualified, being that they went through this pre-qualification phase, it was almost a preliminary interview. So this was basically kind of a examples of four different organizations that I just provided to you today, as far as innovative organizations that are driven by taking advantage and growing with the times, looking at some of the different global outreach of technology, some of the mechanisms that are already working with us. So I invite you to join me next time to our next show that's going to be a follow-up to today's show. That's going to be talking about some additional ways that you can attract best talent that's the best match for your organization, in addition to looking at some additional data analytic tools that you can use collaboratively with your HR professionals that can help you lead your organization strategically forward. Thank you for joining me today. It has been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to talking with you next time. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact us at centerforworklife.com. And I wish you all a wonderful day.